A word for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. This is in the context of the Lord's Supper, Paul reminding the Corinthian Christians about what Holy Communion really means. Whatever word you use for it, the Eucharist or the Holy, the Lord's Supper, whatever, as long as you don't superstitiously believe in transubstantiation, that somehow there is this unbiblical turning of the bread into literal flesh of Christ in your body and the blood, the wine turning literally into his blood, that's just crazy superstition. Through years of heresy in these last 2,000 years, that's completely unbiblical. But here the Lord has said in this context, do this in remembrance of me. He never says that we'll be saved by it. He never says that the blood will wash us. But it's to remember his death, remembering his body and his blood, which we've taken into ourselves in a spiritual way by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ into our hearts. Yes, his body and his blood have done the work, and it is there. There is the holy presence of God represented by Jesus on the throne in the presence of the Holy Spirit who is in charge of our lives. Then we can drink of the cup and eat of the bread worthily. Paul also warns that there are those who do it unworthily and are sick, and some have died. And then he goes on to say then we should judge ourselves, and judge ourselves truly. Too often we are very keen on judging others. We have a very sharp eye, a keen eye regarding the mistakes and sins of our fellow brethren, but amazingly blunt and blind to ourselves. And that is why God's word commands us to judge ourselves. When you judge yourself, do it in the scriptural way. Come to the Lord and ask him to show you, to give you discernment. The previous verse speaks about discernment. The verse after our text for today speaks about being judged by the Lord and being disciplined by him so that we may not be condemned along with the world. Do you allow the Lord to regularly judge you in the sense not of casting you off, but of saving you from the condemnation of the world? Uyamvumela uJesu ukuthi akhlulele ukuze ungalahlwa kanye nezwe lonke.